We move on to Mishnah Beis. Now, once they've buried the dead body, it was customary to do what is known as Nichum Avelim, where the mourners would walk a few steps away from the grave, and then everybody else who was there would file past the mourners in rows of a few people at a time, and they would say words of comfort. And this is also a mitzvah midoraisa. You're fulfilling a mitzvah from the Torah when you comfort other mourners. And therefore, we're going to apply the rule of ha'osek b'mitzvah, potur min ha'mitzvah. So whilst you're doing that, you're certainly going to be exempt from saying Kriyat Shema. The question is, what about this intermediary time between burying the dead body and going over to the mourners to comfort them? Says the Mishnah, Im yochim l'haschil v'ligmar, if the people there are able to begin the first pasuk of Shema, or some understand it to mean the first paragraph of Shema, and to finish it, so if you can say the entire first pasuk before you get Achlo Yagiu L'Ashura, before you reach that row, meaning before you reach the mourners to comfort them, then yaschilu, you should begin and you should say the first paragraph of Shema, or the first pasuk of Shema. That's the main part of your obligation of Shema, and therefore make sure to say that, if you can, before you get to the other mitzvah. And then once you've comforted the mourners, if there's still time to say Shema, and it's not too late, then say the rest of Shema. V'im lav, but if there is not enough time to say the first pasuk of Shema, or the first paragraph of Shema, before you reach the mourners, then lo yaschilu, you shouldn't even begin saying it, because here we look as if it's one long mitzvah. That comforting the mourners is just a continuation of the burial, because they're so close to each other, and one follows the other immediately, and therefore you're exempt from Kriyas Shema straight away. Now the Yerushalmi explains that the way that they comforted the mourners after the burial changed over time. The way we just described it was that the mourners would make a few steps away from the grave, and then the people would walk past them and comfort them. However, there was a certain period of time where the Chachom said that actually the people should go and stand there in rows, one behind the other, and the mourners should be the ones who walk past them, and that is how they would comfort the mourners. So in this situation, whilst the mourners are actually walking past them, hapanimim, the people in the inner rows, and this refers to anybody who the mourners can see their face. If the mourners can see their face, they're considered close enough that they'll actually be contributing significantly to the comforting of the mourners, and therefore p'turim, they are exempt from saying Kriyas Shema because they're involved in this mitzvah of comforting the mourners. However, v'hachitzonim, those who are on the more outer rows, they're further away and the mourners can't even see them properly. Chayovin, they are obligated to say Kriyas Shema because they're not considered involved in the mitzvah enough to exempt them from the other mitzvah of saying Kriyas Shema. A nice way to remember this is that hapunimim puterin, the inner ones are potter, v'achitzayinim chayovin. Pei pei, and then ches ches, that's just a nice way to remember it.